This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are fish.
There's a monster in my podcast.
You know, you sounded really exhausted when you said that, but I feel like this is the way to do a big list of normal ass animals.
Yeah, they're very brief. Sometimes when they can feel bothered to do it, they have an evocative sentence.
Yes. Or at least like a combat hook. Like there's a reason for them to exist. It's not like you fucking Oliphant. Like there's actually like a thing that's like, oh, you know, carps like swallow their victims, but barracudas like shoot them in the, you know, bite them in the foot,
mm-hmm.
and bite off their toes. And, you know, the manta rays have their stingers that like get stuck in your foot.
Yeah.
You know, like there are all these different kinds of things they can do.
Yeah. And so that's the thing, right? Like it should be so much easier to kind of digest the mechanical significance of each of these, especially because like these are very brief. Like there's about, I would say 16 of these entries across these two pages, yeah. And they're all one paragraph each. Like it really should be just easy to like digest it. However, I still can't get past looking at them for literary value.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess it helps a little bit that I can kind of picture like, oh, an eel versus a lamprey. Like, okay, like I know what that is. I know the difference. Yeah. But even still, like the majority of this, if not the majority, at least a large portion of this entry is just the combat table.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like this is not a great entry in the book by any means. And stay tuned for next entry, which is also not great. because this is like where Dungeons and Dragons, somebody who makes these books is obsessed with the combat scenario that somebody gets swallowed whole and all his friends have to get him out.
Yeah.
Like that happens a lot. It happens like 90% of these entries. It happens next entry.
You got to cut your way out.
Exactly. Like you said that with the cadence of fuck your way out. Which I think if you get swallowed by a whale, you can't fuck your way out, Cole. You
can, like, what if your dick is sharp enough?
what if you got a pig dick? I got no feeling, but that's all right.
I've got a sword dick. It's like a sword cane.
Yeah, it's like a sword fish.
Yeah.
Or a dick. Like, it's like those fish that take the tongue of the other fish.
Yeah.
It's like that fish that bites your dick and becomes your dick.
and so this just becomes an extended vor fantasy, but like I read this and I all I can think of is that one horrifying video of a pelican eating a pigeon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's also the giant, God, which ones are they? The giant piranhas that jump out of the water to take air prey.
Oh, they're the ones that are called sky eaters.
Yep. The sky eaters. Those things are fucking awesome. Like sometimes they'll do it to man, but if you're a DM worth your salt, you don't have this dude at one of your party. You just have them do it to something they're looking at.
Oh yeah.
And that's just like, oh shit. Cause they're giant and they're they're not regular piranhas. They're already scary.
Right.
You know, like, but I mean, but they're giant and that makes them scarier.
For sure. And so, you know, minus that, like most of this is, like you said, just these gigantic fish that kind of articulate in different ways, like electric eels. My favorite sentence in this is the barracuda. The first clue that a barracuda is in the area might be a sudden pain in the foot as a marauder swims by and bites off a few tender toes. Yes. Again, that almost feels fetishistic.
Get my magnifying glass. Let's see if what this clue leads up to.
My piggy can't go to market anymore. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, that must mean bad things for his family. Let's follow the clues. Let's papers please this shit to figure out if there are barracudas in this water. The best thing this two page spread does is it makes sharks seem lame.
Oh yeah.
Like everything else seems really cool. And then the sharks are just fucking sharks, you know? All right.
Yep. I mean, so a shark cannot compare with a land lamprey.
No, like a giant land lamprey.
Yep.
Get out of here. Or like a pungy ray.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the Game of Thrones and reading those books, those fuckers would stop eating lamprey pie. It sounds disgusting every time I read it. And they're always describing it as if it's really good. And those books have a lot of food porn in them. Like George R.R. Martin likes describing onions. Like a lot. He's like a regular Brayton Cameron, but the they're always eating lamprey pie and I'm just like, that's fucking disgusting. I don't want to eat like a leech.
It's eat something that was kind of reared on fish blood. Yeah. Well, no, I think about lampreys and I think about the horrifying pictures in biology books, but also I think about the like the photoshops of lamprey mouths on the ends of fingers.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which is like right up there with the breast that is covered with lotus pods.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a famous cursed image. That's definitely fun.
Yeah.
The thing about this entry in the Monster Manual is that I feel like truth per word is higher than any other entry.
Yeah.
Like I should actually be scared of all these things for much of these reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't, there's a really good argument to be made that the sea does not want us to be there. And it, exhibit A in the argument is that there are fish that disguise themselves as rocks. And if you step on them, like
it's the most poisonous thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, I don't want there to be rock mimics. Like that's too far. I love mimics, but I don't need rock mimics. Too real.
Too real. Exist in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Too soon.
Too soon after what?
After the rock died.
Ah.
You didn't hear?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.